Feedback. Stop waiting. The September 1996 issue was fabulous, to say the least. I especially enjoyed this story, Top Priority. It made me realize that you never know when the Lord will call you home, so we need to stop waiting to repent. Thanks also for the additional love I feel in my heart after I read the story Last Words. After reading and pondering, I know I need to try to be kind to everyone. Annalise Gremleach, Las Vegas, Nevada. Not easy. I would like to compliment you on a really cool magazine, but I would also like to make a suggestion. It seems as if all the stories have fairy tale-like endings. Although the purpose is to uplift, I quite often find myself becoming discouraged. Life is not easy, and I always feel like everyone is just doing so well, and I'm the oddball. Pam Dahl, Oak Harbor, Washington. Never been more wrong. While I was in primary, I always thought the New Era was some boring magazine. I've never been more wrong in my life. You have a great mixture of messages and real-life situations experienced by other kids. I always look forward to the mailman making a visit to my house. I've been made fun of at my school because I'm LDS, and the New Era really helps me to deal with the ridiculing that goes on at school. It's my favorite magazine. Angela Irving, Anaheim, California. A striking photo. I was recently looking through the July 1996 issue of the New Era. The photo of the month really struck me with a lot of awe and thankfulness. My ancestors are pioneers, and I really do hold much respect for them. I would like to thank you for publishing this picture. Richard Cooper, Mesa, Arizona. Just perfect. I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoy the New Era. I look forward to getting it every month. It's just perfect. Carmen Buchan, Charlotte, North Carolina. TV or not TV? When I saw your FYE in the August 1996 issue about television habits, I had to respond. Our family totally cut out cable TV, and since we have no antenna, we don't get anything on the tube. This happened in my seventh grade year. I'm a senior in high school now, and the absence of television has blessed our whole family. It seems that I'm always on the lookout to make sure that I keep my mind clean, and I have noticed that things which bother me are shrugged off or ignored by my friends who regularly watch TV. Michaela Walker, Freeport, Illinois. It helps. I really must thank you for publishing Pink Penguins, June 1996. I have had problems in the past with similar things, and it helps to know that I'm not the only one who says the gospel of Jesus Christ helps. I'd also like to say to those who struggle with a word of wisdom to hang in there. Name withheld, American Fork, Utah. End of the section. Feedback.